University Medical Center New Orleans officially opens phase one of its expanded cancer center with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 11 this morning. Dr. Amelia Jernigan with UMC New Orleans says the additional space will allow cancer patients to be able to be seen quickly for frontline care and will help support the needs of oncology patients regionally.
It's allowed us to expand our exam rooms from 9 exams to 18 plus an additional 10 in our annex. And then we've also increased our infusion volume, so we've been able to make more space to give people life-saving systemic therapy.
A new vaccine that's patient-specific based on an individual's genetic profile is being developed to reduce the risk of repeat melanoma. Dr. Catherine Chang with LSU Health Shreveport says the vaccine being developed by Merck and Moderna has seen success in clinical trials and could be a game changer.
We're hoping that even in these advanced cases of melanoma, which are common in older patients and in the South where there's tons of sun exposure, that this will no longer be a death sentence.
LSU is at the center of history as former Ole Miss tight end Daquan Wright is said to become the first football player to participate in an NFL training camp but return to play in college. Wright has been released by the Browns and if he clears waivers, is expected to end up on the LSU campus. A Baton Rouge judge has given Wright and several other players a fifth year of eligibility. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jean Burns on TIX FM.